Yes, greetings to you in Jesus' name. Thank you once again for spending your time to call in and to listen to a daily inspiration. And again, the only inspiration we have is from God. As we read His Word, we are inspired, and that's how we can know that this truly is an inspiration each day, because the Word of God is very life to us, and we need to spend time in His Word, and I trust that that's what you're doing, whether it's by meditating on what you've been hearing as you dial in over however long you've been doing this, or if you go also to the Word for yourself, which I would very much encourage you to do. Let God speak to you, and if you read a scripture and you don't understand it, take time and just tell God about it and say, Lord, I need you to show me, open my eyes, teach me, show me what this means. And it may take some time, but God will shed some light there. And as you think about the scriptures, there are some easy scriptures, and there are some much more difficult scriptures, but it is the Word of God, and there is much, much benefit in our going to the Word of God and letting Him speak to us through that. And so, as I've said many times before, I say again, the Word of God is our inspiration. And so be inspired today by God's Word. And I want to read to you out of God's Word today. I'm going to read in the book of Luke, and I'm going to be in chapter 4. And I would like to read here, beginning with verse 16. And I'll read a bit of a passage here, and then maybe talk about that a little bit. Now Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Verse 18, Jesus can speak. Here he's reading. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Now, again, as I read through this, I see that the people were struggling with Jesus to know who he is, what is going on with this fella. They knew something was very special, very different about him, but they could not quite recognize all of it. And they were suspicious, some of them. Some were very intrigued and very curious. Others were enraged and hated him. But people were drawn to him. And in verse 22 here, where I'll pick up reading again, it says, And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? Now remember, Jesus had gone back to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And so the people knew about him, about his family. They could trace back, and so they had questions in their minds here. Here's this fellow, we know who this is. In a sense, they knew. They knew he was Joseph's son, the carpenter's son. And he had these gracious words that he spoke, and he stands here in the synagogue, and he reads out of Isaiah 61, and then he sits down. Every eye is on him. People were fascinated and curious. Everyone was watching him. And he said, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Well, I want to think about and talk about some of this scripture that Jesus read out of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus stands and reads that, and he says, now it's fulfilled. Well, what is it that he fulfilled? It's the very thing that caused people to be very inquisitive about him. They didn't understand him because he did things that they wouldn't have ordinarily have done. And part of that is, as he was saying, He's been anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, I would say that the poor back in those days would be very much like the poor in our day. They're not highly esteemed. Not many people think a whole lot about the poor. But they're there. Jesus went and he was anointed to preach to the poor. And he says, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The brokenhearted people, Jesus came to bring healing, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of the sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And I just would like to have you think about this for a minute. I think that we have all these around us even today. We have the poor, we know about that. We have the brokenhearted. Maybe we don't see those quite so easily as the poor. We can walk by a poor man and know that he's poor. How about a brokenhearted person? I think there's brokenhearted people all around us every day. Now, maybe even you are brokenhearted in some way or another. I can't always recognize that, and neither could you. We might see some symptoms, but we don't really fully know. There's brokenhearted people all around us. And to preach deliverance unto the captives, there's people that are needing deliverance because they're captivated by sin. And giving sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. You know, those people are around us all day, every day. There's people that have these conditions. One of the things is we have trouble recognizing that. But I want to help you think about this a minute. I want you to concentrate on this and ask the Lord to show you, if it's true what I'm saying, that there are people in our culture, in our society today, that would fit these categories here. Brokenhearted. They're prisoners of sin. They're blind. And they're bruised. They're prisoners of something that has bruised them seriously. They can't let it go. And they're poor. I believe that if the Spirit of God would work in us to open our eyes to see Him, we would see an amazing thing. It may be people that are the most different looking and the most contrast of what we read here than we can imagine. There may be people that are just have different colored hair and all kinds of piercings on their body and tattoos everywhere, and maybe they're on drugs, and it may be the people that we don't want to even get close to, because it's like those people are really far gone. They're bad. And I'm not going to say every one of them's like this, but I have this funny feeling, this hunch, that those are some of the ones. Those are some of the bruised ones out there that need to be set at liberty. Those are some of the blind out there who cannot see spiritually. Those are some of the poor, some of the brokenhearted. And Jesus came for them. And I would have to say that's who I was. 35 years ago, that's who I was. I didn't have all those tattoos and the piercings and all that, but I was no different than any of those people I see today. I was longing for something that was real, something that had meaning. And I was looking to all other kinds of things to fulfill that, and nothing worked. It was all vanity. And I knew it, but I didn't know what to do. There's people out there today, they don't know what to do. They need somebody to point them to Jesus Christ. Are you willing to go and to touch that person's life? Well, what would somebody think if they saw you talking to somebody like that? Maybe that's a concern you have. Well, I just want to challenge you today. Pray. Ask God to bring them your way. Give you opportunity to speak to them and to set you free from the fear of man. What are people going to think if they see me around these people? Jesus was around people like that. And the people of the law and the people of the religion of the Jews, they were not happy with that. And if you read through the scriptures, you'll see that people were very offended by the company that Jesus put himself with. But why was he doing it? To become like them? Never. He was doing it because he loved. He was reaching out to brokenhearted, the poor, the blind, the prisoners. That's who he wants us to minister to in his name. It's not easy, and it's not clean. But we keep ourselves clean as we go to him and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. He wants us to minister to people that are unreachable, untouchable, unwanted. Those are the type of people that are screaming out. It's just that we don't recognize their screams. We don't know that there's a real life person in there that's crying out to God. They don't even know it sometimes. They don't know. They're looking for truth. They're looking for something that's real. Let's give them Jesus Christ and God's word. Those things are real. And I know that's a challenge. I struggle with this myself. I have trouble going to the park or down to some place and I find these kind of people and I don't know what to do. But it's a good opportunity for us to just pray and say, God, please show me what to do. Help me to share here to those that are prisoners, those that are hurting, the brokenhearted. And you may think that's a pretty good challenge right there. Maybe that's a little too tough to do. I encourage you, go to the Lord. Ask him. Say, Lord, is this truly what you have me to do? He'll show you. He'll give you opportunity to. Not to become like them, but to go and touch them in Jesus' name. May God bless you as you consider these things, and may he give you clear direction as you walk around this life and you encounter people that would fit this description. May God bless you.